Mr. Nakka?
Mr. Chairman, as I requested before, I requested that these pieces of legislation be brought before the committee again because of interest on a regional level and from other sources in the state. I have distributed letters and a separate sheet which lists recommendations enclosed in those letters, but just on a separate sheet to show them as recommendations separately. I have also other letters of interest and support from other entities which I did not have copies made of. They may have come to the committee already. And I don't know if we can just take a minute or so to go through the letters themselves.
You want to tell us about 207, Mr. Nakka?
The
Public Health Districts?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. On the letter dated April 14th from Jeanette Morton, who deals with health care services, a portion of which states, House Bill 207 requires the election of a local board who may in turn subcontract with a regional health corporation. There is, however, nothing in the bill from preventing the board in providing the services itself, thus again creating two agencies providing basically the same service to the same population. This is the situation presently in our district, with Norton Sound Health Corporation providing services and the state public health nurses providing services to the same population. This creates fragmentation of patient care. Mr. Chairman, I have been actively involved in the activities going on in the northwest areas of Alaska, and if there were a board for every activity which is required, such a community as White Mountains, which has about 115 to 120 people, the people of that community could serve on at least 37 boards which have regional impact. Creation of another board, I don't feel would be necessary to provide this service. There is the Norton Sound Health Corporation, which has a board. They have gone from specifically the area for contracting of health services in the total area to also management and ownership of what was the Maynard McDougall Memorial Hospital, and it's now called the Regional Hospital. I feel confident, Mr. Chairman, that recognizing their capability, number one, to serve as the health service agency in the area and as a direct provider of health services via operation of the hospital, that we need not create another board to service the total area. I have also, Mr. Chairman, a letter from Cordova Community Hospital. I'm not aware if all committee members received this. It's with reference to House Bills 206 and 207, and they state their opposition to duplication of services. Mr. Chairman, would you like a copy of that letter also? Or
did we get
it? I didn't know if that was the case. But very simply, Mr. Chairman, that another activity which the North Sound Health Corporation recommends to me, and I bring to the attention of this committee, is if there is concern with regulatory powers being given up by the public health nurse, that is not an area which the Norton Sound Health Corporation and its activities wants to take over. If the concern from the state is that they do not want to give up this basically police power, their recommendation is that the state retain this power, which they do have, and contract with the health corporation for delivery of that same service. In essence, I think we could go through with the arguments for or against the merits of these particular pieces of proposed legislation, but I bring these points up to reflect the concern of people not only in my particular House district, but those concerns also voiced by other, such as the Cordova Community Hospital.
Maybe the Norton Sound recommendation, Mr. Nackack, I understand it is essentially that the state simply contract with them instead of having an intermediate board with the proposed bill. Maybe Mr. John and Mr. Peters could tell us, doesn't the state already have that authority now if it wants to use it? Couldn't they contract right
now? The area is far from certain. Our own feeling in this, Mr. Chairman, was that those in our office who were familiar with the operation of local government particularly felt that in the first place this is a private corporation which has a particular function, particular members in an area. One of the concerns was that it could treat all Alaskans alike. Of course, you could be built into a contract too. We're not sure. It's difficult to say whether we have the power to contract for every. We're using public money, for example, in this, and whether we have the power, the state has the power to contract with every private organization. We feel more comfortable with one that is truly representative, that is representative of all the population of a particular area.
Mr. Chairman, if I could respond to that, I'm not advocating that the state abrogate the authority which it does have. I do state very simply that the function of the public health nurse will not be better served by creation of another board to supervise immunization on a regional basis. If this function could best be served by, rather than creation of another board, that the board which exists and it meshes very well with the health service agency activities for the total area, I see no particular reason. There is no community in that whole Seward Peninsula area, inclusive of Nome, which is excluded from services of the Norton Sound Health Corporation, especially with the advent of their assumption of management and ownership of the only hospital in the area. They would not be in competition with any other entity, Public Health Service, Alaska Native Medical Service, any local committee, advisory or otherwise, which deals with the delivery and contracting for of health services.
That may very well be true in the case of the public health nurse. The other service which is contemplated would be that of the sanitation or environmental health, in which case you might have the situation, probably would, of a private corporation imposing these regulations on a private business, closing a restaurant, for example, for failure to live up to regulations, which might be an anomalous situation.
Chairman, further to respond to that, the recommendation already is made by Norton Sound. If the concern of the state is to maintain their police powers in this particular area of state government, that the state maintain its control. The Norton Sound Health Corporation by no means want to take over the functions of the state with reference to police powers in health care.
I don't envision that there'd be too much difficulty in the case of public health nursing because there aren't too many regulatory powers that they exercise. It would be principally in the event of an outbreak of communicable disease. However, if and some of the corporations state couldn't continue to retain that while contracting for sanitation services.
Let me go back to my original question. My question was, doesn't the department have authority right now? For example, we had testimony a week or so ago about on the emergency medical services system. And apparently that was being contracted out. In fact, we know that Nintendo Chiefs had a contract on that. Those are medical services. We had testimony just yesterday from some people who are contracting with the state for any social services or care of children, Hope Cottage and people of this sort. And what I'm wondering is, and I realize you have this regulatory function,
but that's the delegate.
I understand that part, but I wasn't talking about regulatory function, I was only talking about services. And I guess what I'm really asking is, when it comes to services of this sort, doesn't the state really already have the authority to do it? If you can contract out emergency medical services, why can't you contract out the other medical services in the area? I'm not talking about the regulatory function, the other medical services.
I think the problem, Mr. Carr, is that you can't, in the case of sanitation, you can't separate the two. They do provide services, but they also have to impose the regulations. We don't have that in emergency medical services or social services or mental health or any of these others. So that there is no problem in contracting. It's only where the regulatory powers must be delegated.
I guess one thing that's bothered me about 207 past is that, frankly, I'm against setting up another these health districts, and they have no municipal status. They're sort of, I guess, service areas or something. I was wondering if it wouldn't be possible, since we do have native corporations and nonprofit corporations, and they have performed such services in other areas in the past, it might not be another possibility to look at would be to let all of this unorganized borough area be handled by them, and to keep the regulatory powers through your sanitarians and your nurses. I'm not sure.
The problem in practical, what the state would provide for, or what the corporation would provide, for example, would be the sanitarians, the inspectors for these various services. But then it would be hard to separate them from the regulatory thing. If they are inspectors, do we then send a state official in to close the restaurant in a particular case? Or do they close it as representatives not only of the state but also of private corporations? That is our concern because they're so strictly intertwined to keep it self separate.
Well, I guess I was thinking, Mr. Mackey, I keep interrupting you during this time. I was thinking in terms of, you mentioned two regulatory functions, I guess, have been mentioned somewhere along the line. One of those is the environmental health thing. And the other one, I believe, would apply if you had a chance of an epidemic, you had to have a quarantine or something of that sort. But when we talk about health services, we're usually talking about helping people who break an arm, walk into poison ivy, get frostbite, and all kinds of other things that happen to people, right? And which are not regulatory functions by any shape, way, or fashion. And what I'm asking is if it isn't possible, perhaps, and so perhaps to split these two apart, and then instead of looking at this whole health district thing, to simply go to the existing nonprofit corporations for those health services and have the state keep the regulatory functions.
I don't think we have the manpower to split the functions, particularly in the area of sanitation. As I said, nursing doesn't pose so much of a problem. But it would be extremely difficult for the state to go into all of the outlying areas every time there was a problem. If we contracted for that service.
Dr. Johns, has anyone got a legal opinion as to where they stand in all these various facets, such as, say, if the sanitarium was contracted out? What happens if the business owner says, out? What's your authority to get behind this counter? I can see legal ramifications here. this been researched, not on the liability end, but the actual trespassing?
Not in that detail, sir. We, of course, have been considering in this mainland, it's still a very hazy area as to local government. As Mr. Chairman said, this is not a municipality we're creating. We're trying to create an area of local government under the borough legislation as a service area in the unorganized borough. But normally, if this law were enacted as presently written, it would provide, in the cases you suggest, Mr. Bennett, if the owner of a restaurant, for example, refused to let the inspector come upon the premises, the statute would be giving that member of the Norton Sound Health Corporation, wherever it is contracted to, he would have the authority, because it's been delegated to him through a local health district, which we feel is greater authority than that which would be directly with a private corporation.
I guess it comes back then to sort of the question I had. My understanding is that we would operate, the state would operate these service areas in an unorganized borough. In the same manner now that the borough assembly operates, the legislature would be the borough assembly in effect of an unorganized borough. Well, now a service area in a borough really has no powers. It can't do a single thing. Anything it does, it typically goes to the borough assembly, which then has to, by ordinance, do whatever's done. Now, but your opinion is that it would be possible to make a distinction between that service area lack of power in the boroughs and to give the service area in the unorganized borough the power to exercise the regulatory function.
Through this bill, yes, the legislature would be acting under this bill constitutionally and by the provisions of the municipal code in granting those powers to an area in the unorganized borough. You would be acting in this particular instance by enacting this bill. You would be acting as the assembly, I suppose, of the unorganized borough.
Mr. Chairman, if we could just basically remove ourselves from this particular debate and take the statement that the position paper, which the state has provided, and looked at the last line, just with reference to 206, 207, and assume that, and we assume that this bill was passed. The Department of Health and Social Services endorsed House Bill 206. There's a very very closely related statement that, with your position paper on 207. Department of Health and Social Services supports House Bill 207. If that, if we made an assumption that this is tomorrow, the bill passed this committee, went wherever it did, became an actual piece of legislation, and if we took it out of the debate here, it became law, would this state, within the provisions of this particular piece of legislation or others which exist already, would the state be able to contract directly with health corporations? I mean, taking into consideration the fact that you people have recommended you pass, as they are written now, would you be able to do that?
If the bill were passed in that form.
In its present form?
We would contract with the health district, which in turn would subcontract with the native corporation.
Okay, so you're stating that basically that other board would have to be created first. That would be a health district board.
That's a health district, yes.
In other words, this, if I might call it that, this intermediate board, that creation of that particular board, is that appointments, elections?
Election.
The fact that the Norton Sound Health Corporation board is created by election from communities.
By but does it represent all of the entire population of the area which it serves? It may very well. There may be other ones in the state which do not, though that is our concern.
Well, my statement to that would be with reference to the advent of Norton Sound's, if you might say, graduation from just a health corporation contracting for services and going into the specific delivery of services via the hospital, being basically the only entity in that whole area. And let me state that the former Maynard McDougall Memorial Hospital makes no difference to whether somebody is an Aboriginal inhabitant of the area or a recent inhabitant. And the fact that the substance and creation of the board, administrative staff, etc., is not run on a racial basis, that it does in fact represent the total area. Would you recognize that as basically the health service agency of the area? I mean, I'd have a hard time.
I would say yes, if we could find a district where the entire population, native and non-native, was represented on the board of the particular corporation with no conflict of any kind. There, we probably would think that would be ideal because it would be a democratically elected board.
Because very simply, if I may continue, Mr. Chairman, the makeup of that board covers all communities all communities in my election district, and the board people are elected from those communities, and then further the fact that Nome, being by far the largest community in that whole area, has several representatives on the board, and the composition of the Norton Sound Health Corporation, as a matter of fact, took in the public health nurse, the management of the hospital, the board of the hospital as it previously existed, and it crossed, if you want to get right down to it, all color lines, which exist in my
well,
area
of
practice.
That's the principal concern. We want to deal with a group locally, which is a true cross section of the inhabitants there.
Yeah.
And we thought to do so, in that particular case, you cite the very moment to be the case, but perhaps there is a corporation which only serves a part of a district and doesn't have that. Maybe its membership is entirely of natives, maybe it's restricted in its services. That is the worst thing we're afraid of. We're trying to avoid that. And yeah. by making sure that the entire population of a district, you'll say, is represented on the board of the health services of the corporation.
Chairman, just for the state, I have no problem with personally, as a resident, as the representative of that particular district, with the makeup of the board for what is now the Norton Sound Health Corporation Regional Hospital, which is not only a contractor with federal and state agencies for programs, but also the management and the people who run the hospital. If in fact the problems with reference to passage of this legislation are because of differentiations in other areas, perhaps that has to be addressed.
Well, we have to. That may be, let's say, it sounds you have an ideal situation there. If every district were like, if every health corporation were like that, there would be no problem. We would be assured, perhaps, by the makeup of the corporation, the fact that it had taken a certain position and would not change that position during the course of this program, we would have no need for the intermediary unit. We, of course, always, in this, you always have to expect the worst in any situation to make sure you're protected against it.
Well, I could see, Mr. Chairman, if I may further speak on this, I could see perhaps even 6 months ago more definite problems with reference to this activity in my area, because we're talking about the hospital contracting with PHS, the public health service nurse, a state entity, the Norton Sound Health Corporation, health aides on a village level, whereas presently it's a totally incorporated, intermeshed activity by the Norton, what was the Norton Sound Health Corporation, now servicing and serving the whole Seward Peninsula area and its 20 communities.
Well, I say it certainly sounds ideal. As your remarks about the interposition of another council or assembly, we were hoping before we went into this year that the Department of Community and Regional Affairs might be able to work out a plan where eventually you would have a multi-purpose assembly which would handle perhaps, maybe not education because it's difficult to assimilate that with other functions, but in this case, health, maybe you come up next with another function, and you wouldn't end up with an assembly for every different function, but you would have, as a city council or borough assembly, a multi-purpose assembly. Right now, we haven't been able to go that far in local government. Perhaps if these health boards are set up, then the next thing that comes along, they won't establish a separate board, but the health board will become multi-purpose.
Mr. Chairman, if I could go over these, do you have a copy of these recommendations?
No, I haven't seen them.
They're taken from a letter from the Norton Sound Health Corporation, and simplified perhaps more for me than for anybody else, because I attempt to understand this, but I don't understand everything. Number one, the state should be allowed to contract directly with the health corporation by bypassing an intermediate board. I am of the opinion that this could be done in perhaps Norton Sound's case. I can't speak for activities in the Cosby area, the Barrow, the Interior, or south of me. That's a recommendation that they make. Number two, the state retain the regulatory powers of the public health nurse to contract for the services, avoiding duplication of services. Perhaps that's a little redundant and kind of circulatory in language, but that's a recommendation. Number three, the state recognizes the regional health boards as local health boards. Perhaps that can be done in the case for the Norton Sound Health Corporation, and I make a pitch for that on that basis. But again, I can't state that for other, what you might call, health service agencies in other areas of the state. Recommendation one and two are perhaps stronger than number three. As a matter of fact, Nellie just got done with talking to the Norton Sound people a few minutes ago, and they state that number three is an alternative and not a top priority. So I think there is perhaps at the risk of being hit on the head by the chairman, I think there is room for perhaps myself and yourself to get together and review some of these recommendations to see if perhaps amendments could be made to the proposed legislation.
Well, any time it's convenient for you, Mr. Mackey, we just have to recognize, though, that the legislature can't legislate, especially. It would be difficult to say that Norton Sound,
yeah,
say in Sea Alaska, we can contract directly with them, but we can't with
yeah,
some of the other corporations.
And taking those thoughts into consideration, I think it's going to be incumbent upon myself, rather than take the time of the committee.
Well, certainly. Anytime it's convenient, you, sir.
And the same with 206. Matter of fact, I'm talking of both of them intermixed and in tandem and side by side, over and under,
well,
in every way possible.
Let me throw in something here. If Mr. Peters and Mr. Mackey want to get together now, we should look at something else at the same time. 207 provides at page 5, line 21. Governing body may subcontract to a private health corporation serving a public health district to carry out the services. Private health corporation may serve equally all the residents of the area presenting themselves for assistance or services, right? Now, when you look at definitions of that private health corporation, back on the bottom of page 7, it includes but is not limited to a regional health corporation serving a geographic region established under the Estimated Claims Settlement Act, which is the Norton Sound Corporation. Now, what has been said here today, if I understood it right, and I'm willing to be corrected, is that although the department couldn't contract directly with Norton Sound, well, this district could. Now, I submit that doesn't, to a layman, make any sense. Now, I'm saying it, that we could, that the legislature could establish an artificial creation called a health district, which is really nothing but a service area of the unorganized borough, and give it the power to contract when the state itself can't contract. That doesn't make any sense to me. The second point I might like to make is that this bill, 207, doesn't say anything about the powers that I found, except in page 3, line 25, the board has powers, duties, and other functions prescribed by regulations adopted under section 191 of this chapter. But section 191 of the chapter is definition and doesn't seem to get anything about powers. Now, it may be a typo, maybe they're not the regulations under 181.
I think that was probably it, sir. I can't tell you that because the numbers were changed.
The point I'm coming to is what we're saying there is that the power that this local district board would have would be those which the department would give it by regulation. Well, again, as a layman, I question whether that's authorized constitutionally, because at least if we what the bill read, as I understood it, you were making this parallel with the service areas in the borough, and the service areas in the borough do not have any power. The borough assembly has to pass an ordinance. Now, if that parallel holds, I don't say it does, the local district could do nothing unless, in itself, the local district board, they would have to send a recommendation up here, and then the legislature would have to pass it as statute. Again, as an attorney, I'm treading on very dangerous ground. I'm probably way off in left field, but there are an awful lot of problems like that in this bill that bother me, and to which I don't, at this point, have any satisfactory answer. The two major ones there, the powers this district would have, and secondly, why the state could let the district contract with Norton Sound, but the state itself...
Well, I think I can answer that question, Mr. Chairman. The idea for that is to make sure that... As I told Mr. Mackey, they were trying to get local input in there, a complete cross-section of the area, rather than having the state contract directly with, you'll say, Norton Sound or Sea Alaska. They want to make sure that everyone in the local area is represented. They'll be represented on this district board, and then if the district board decides, rather than exercise the function itself, it will subcontract with the health corporation. We get that local input there.
Chairman, my only observation with reference to that statement is that it's particularly designed to torpedo the whole idea of being able to function under this piece of legislation. I can't make any other interpretation of it.
Well,
if the fact is that another board is going to be created, that they'll have certain powers. And the fact remains that the state doesn't have enough faith in an already established representative board.
Only because it's a private corporation.
Well,
and it has no assurance at the time. We have no assurance that across the board, all of the states will have organizations such as described in the Norton Sound meeting to be truly representative of the area which it will serve.
Let me jump back to my initial question. I think the first one I asked Peters was Norton Sound suggested the direct contracting. I asked if the state couldn't do that right at present. I understood you to say the state cannot. Maybe I misunderstood you. I'm not questioning the intent to get local input, which you referred to just now. I'm talking about the powers. Does the state have the power to do it now if they do emergency medical services? And I think that's a different issue. I think that, we need a lot of clarification. Maybe you and Mr. Mackay could work those things out and get together on this.
Mr. Chairman, I do apologize to you and the committee. I had hoped that by getting these further letters from my area with reference to the points brought out that we might perhaps better be able to resolve the inconsistencies, if you might want to call them that, in both pieces of legislation, especially 207. But it's evident that that we'd be playing with folly if even I attempted to amend the bill on site and have the committee pass it out. So I would basically request that again, action on these be tabled to an indefinite date so that I could work with the department and with the Department of Health and Social Services and Department of Law to get further clarification rather than wait for the committee to sign. So.
No, all I was doing was seconding the motion, sir.
But we'll hold these over then. We did also have 413, Mrs. Swanson hasn't shown up. She'll come. Would you mind waiting just 2 minutes to Mrs. Swanson can't get him? It shouldn't take as long, I guess, to do something different.
Didn't he, did he testify on this one last night?
No, this isn't, no. We had 290, I think it was, and 291 or something, one of which was to give a local, sorry.
Before these people leave,
Peters?
Yes.
Mr. Nackett, one last parting shot.
One last question. Here's a small bill called House Bill Number 413. An act appropriating $200,000 to the city of Nenana for a health and family services center. You think you folks would be able to contract with the city of Nenana for that without creation of a region board?
Well, we would probably like to enter a contract with the city just to supervise its expenditure of that.
You wouldn't need creation of another board within that city to do this function?
No, we would assume that the city of Nenana would be authorized by its council or assembly, whatever the governing body is, that this is truly the desire of the entire city to accept such
just
a facility.
Take it as
I think it's a first-class city.
I just wanted to do that, and as Mr. Chairman stated, a parting shot.
Well, we certainly sympathize with their desire to remove, to keep any local government as simple as possible to have multiple purpose boards if we have to have any boards at all.
Thank you.
Surely. Thank you, Tom.
Well, now you're first class.
Yeah.
Red had two bills for us. One of them was to give local communities the authority to build their own health facilities, like this REAAs can do their own school construction. And the other one was a rather long bill, which had a whole flock of health facilities in it. Do you remember the department came in here and just chopped that thing to pieces, were pointing out that some of these people didn't want it longer, and some had already been constructed, and God knows what else, and so they're both still sitting in there. He didn't even want them brought up again.
Excuse me, I'm sure that's for, because most people that I know, the co-sponsor, I guess that's right.
I can check real fast and see if this Nenana was in that
one. I think it was.
Yeah, it was.
That's in that pack of seals.
Well, I can't picture Red leaving Nenana out.
No, it was in there. That's the reason I recall this thing. That's where it was.
Because
he gave me the lecture on it when he was wanting to co-sponsor. I thought I had testimony on it. Let's just pass on. Good with finance. He's got to fight it up there, isn't
it? Yeah, it was in 291.
Just want to give him a chance up there to fight for it? Or?
Move this bill out.
This is that bill, $6.5 million.
He's got to get finance there. There anyway.
I don't want to hear any testimony on it. Let's just move it out.
You do pass, but
I'm up to the city. It's up to the city. What do you want to do?
Move the bill.
I'll read the majority rule.
Let's move it out.
I'll pass it out.
Individual wreck.
Individual wreck.
Flunk.
Flunk. Kill me.
You guys want me to call finance real quick?
No.
Okay.
You better sign due pass on it, or else my name is Blake.
Your name? Well, then I will sign.
I mean, he comes out here and he says, you didn't wait for me, and they went off with me. Okay, all right.
One just stick on there first, eh, Jesus?
With no recommendation to be satisfactory.
No, I just don't know how to feel. If he had been here, he'd have gotten due pass, and certainly he'd have been over.
I guess that's the whole thing.
If he had been here, it would have been due not passing, him not coming here. Okay, well,
you better tell him that.
Maybe you better do the tape off.